Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Cameron. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I want to put in my claim.
I'm sorry?
No, I want to put in for my claim for your unemployment.
You want to do a claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your social?
420-968954.
Thank you. Okay, say your first and last name. Spell it for me.
Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, Lee, L-E-E, Golightly, G-O-L-I-G-H-T-L-Y.
Okay. And where did you work at? What was your last job that you worked?
City of Birmingham. I was there for like 20 years.
20 years, the City of Birmingham. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, we're going to register your new claim. Let me go ahead and put your first name in here.
I don't know why they're acting up like that.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
My monkey phone, I don't know why, like, you got static and stuff, man.
Okay.
My monkey phone, mine, I, that's what I'm trying to get some money.
I understand. What's your date of birth?
8/15/1965.
August 15, 1965?
Yeah, the 8/15/1965.
Are you saying April or 8?
August.
August the 8th, 1965. Thank you. What is just your mother's maiden name? Not the first, but the last part of her maiden name. The last name.
Her name before she got married?
Yeah, her last name. Yes, what was her maiden
name? Okay, Little.
Spell it.
Little.
Okay,
name was Betty Little.
Okay, spell it.
L-I-T-T-L-E, I think. Little. Like a little child.
You're saying Little or Miller? Miller.
Little.
Okay, L-I-T-T-L-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, I said his phone messed up. I don't know how to even call it.
Yeah, you sound far away. Are you on a Bluetooth or?
You know, I'm on a speakerphone.
Okay, so yeah, so that because you sound very far away. Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
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 Yes, can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, I had took y'all speaking. I couldn't hear nothing.
Can you hear me?
Back on speaker now.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. I hear you now.
Okay, so you can't hear off of the speaker. So if I ask you again, it's because I can't hear you, okay?
I'm going to take it out speaker, see when we just talk on the regular phone, but when I took it out speaker, I still couldn't hear you.
Okay. Well, we'll try our best to get it.
I hear you now. I hear you now.
Okay, do you have a driving license?
Yes, ma'am. You want the number?
Give me one second. Yes, what's the driving license number?
It's 1378332.
Thank you. Okay, so your PIN is not set yet. I give it to you at the end of the call. What is your preferred language?
Ma'am?
What's your preferred language?
Preferred language?
Yes.
I don't understand what you're saying.
What is your preferred language? What language do you speak?
Oh, English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, this is your fraud acknowledgement. I understand that knowingly making false statement and or falsifying income documents in connection with this claim is considered fraud. I'm going to initial your name, J.W. Is that okay?
J.W.
Yeah, J.W.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Why is this Tommy? Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What did I do? Give me a second. I see now what they're talking about.
Why is that man this problem?
Okay, so.
You got two phones on me, don't you?
Okay, let's go back again. What's your first and last name?
Tommy, go lightly.
Okay, so let's go back. Something is wrong. Give me a second. Let's go back to this. Okay, give me a second. Now spell me your last name.
Last name.
G-O-L-I-T-H-T-L-Y. G-O-L-I-T-H-T-L-Y.
Go like G-O-L-I-T-H-T-L-Y.
G-O-L-I-T-H.
G-H-G. It can go.
Oh, wait, give me one second. Give me one second.
Not a full health problem with that name.
Yeah, just give me one second because it's like, I want to make sure it's correct. G-O-L-I. Okay.
G-O-L-I-G-H-T-L-Y.
T-L-Y. Okay, there we go. I wrote it down so I can get it now. Okay, I'll put it in your social. I'm going to ask you some questions over again, okay? Because this is a new claim. This is your first time you're filing. Now, once again, tell me your date of birth.
You want the date of birth again?
Uh-huh.
8/15/1965.
Okay, you said August the 8th. I mean, August the 15th, 1955?
Yes, ma'am. I just gave you the month. That was the 8th month. I just should have said 865.
So 08/15/1955. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
And your mother's maiden name is Little. L-I-T-T.
L-E. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And I got that. And you do have a driving license, right?
Ma'am?
You have a driving license. Give me your driving license number.
1378332.
1378332, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
137.
There we go. All right, so now we're going to file your new claim, okay?
Okay. But let me ask you this. I don't want it going to my bank because I ain't got no checking account no more. They took. Hello?
When we get to that part, we'll go. Okay?
Okay.
And if the phone happens to be released, I'll call you back. Now, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Can somebody keep? All right. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Okay, so now have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance, TAA benefits, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance, TRA, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. I'm going to put your name in here. Give me 1 second.
But you know, I had just been out working for like 3 months now.
Mm-hmm. Has your name changed since you last filed? Yes or no?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What's your phone number?
205-905-0011. Put it off now.
Okay, 205.
Late at night.
What's the phone number? 205.
905-0011.
Thank you. All right, I'm gonna put your date of birth again. 08/15. What's the year?
1965.
And your mother's maiden name is Little, LITTLE. You do have driver license. What state? Which state is your driver license in?
Oh, Birmingham. State of Birmingham.
Which state is the state, not the city? Which state?
Oh, Alabama. Alabama.
What's your license number again?
License number?
Mm-hmm.
137-8332.
Thank you. What's your race?
Black male.
You're non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Oh, none of that.
Okay, what's your gender?
Male.
What's your gender?
Give me a minute.
Your gender. Female, male.
Oh, male. I'm sorry. I can't hardly hear the phone, man.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you a U.S. citizen? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. What country do you live in?
United States.
Okay, what's your home address, please?
101 26th Street, Ansley, Birmingham, Alabama.
Slow down, 26th Street. And what Ansley. Else? Ansley, spell it.
E-N-S-L-E-N-Y.
Oh, give me 1 second. Ensley.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 20 Street. Okay, 101 26th Street, Ensley. 26th
Street, Ensley.
And that's in Birmingham, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How you spell Birmingham?
B-I-R-M-I-N-G-H-A-M.
Thank you. And that's the state of Alabama, correct?
No.
And what's your zip code?
35218.
Thank you. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address, yes or no?
Mailing name?
No. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address, yes or no?
Yeah, yes.
Thank you. What's your occupation?
Unemployed now.
What kind of work were you doing? Production line, construction, what kind of work were you doing?
I was probably work out cutting grass.
So okay, cutting grass. Let's see if that comes up with a name.
Like public works, you know, you cut parks and stuff, but it fit.
Okay. Okay, just bear with me.
I'm glad you're working with
me. I guess that's under landscape. Let me see. All right, let me put you on the hold. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm missing my phone. You hard getting that on you. Should be hard to get the information. That is so much static again.
That's what
I see
on my phone.
It's got a whole lot of static. I took it out speaking. I still can hear.
Okay, so we have landscape. Thank you. Okay, are you seeking work in your usual occupation? Would you do that type of work again?
It's for cut grass.
Yes. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yeah, I was looking.
You say yes?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union or a hiring hall? Yes or no? Okay, thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Yes or no?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation, yes or no?
Yep.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yep.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no? Are you, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally or physically able to work?
No.
All right, so I'm going to say that again. Since the most recent Sunday, Sunday that just passed, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, man, I don't know what's going on.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Not too many.
How many miles? 5, 10, 15?
Yeah, about 5, I guess.
Thank you. All right. What is the lowest hourly wages you will accept?
Oh, about $8.
$8. All right. Are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
Are you a corporate officer for business? You said no. Do you own your own business?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then, do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am. Yeah, I do a little piece of.
Okay, let me go back. So, do you work for your own? Okay, it says, do you own your own business? You said no, ma'am. And do you work for yourself?
No.
All right. Are you currently working solely on commission buys, or do you have a real estate license? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee that you worked for in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Yeah.
You said yes or
no? I just heard you. Like I said, this phone messing up, man. I'm so sorry about this phone. Can you run it back one more time?
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Oh, Lord. Yes, I think. I understand, of course.
You said yes?
Yeah.
Okay. If you are approved for the benefits, you have options to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Would you prefer state debit card or direct deposit?
State debit card.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm going to go ahead and read you the disclosure, okay?
Okay. And I'm sorry, I can understand what you're saying.
Okay. I'm sorry that you can't either. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, this card is good until the valid through dates on the card, and payment will be made to you to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit card issues by Commercia Bank. Commercia charges no monthly fee, no... Hello?
Hello?
Okay, if you happen to hang up, I'm going to call you back, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me see. So this is a good number, the 205-492-8262?
Yes, ma'am. You can call that one.
Okay.
Should I get mine back on?
Okay.
Okay. Now, like the card I'm going to get, I can just use it. It ain't got nothing to do with it.
Let me finish reading everything. I said let me finish reading everything, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, so dates on the card and maybe will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit card is issued by Commercia Bank. Commercia charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, in network ATMT withdrawal fee, and a 1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATMT balance inquiry. There are no fees for live customer service calls, and a 0.35 fee for automatic customer service call. There is a $1 inactive fee charge after 12 months with no activities. Commercial Bank charges two other types of fees. They are cards replacement for $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedient delivery, and an additional transaction fee excluding ATMT withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note customer service and card replacement fees can be low depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balances information for no fee. The long form disclosure for the prepaid card can be accessed by calling the 1-800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov benefit card. There is no overdraft or credit featuring your funds or ineligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about a prepaid account, visit the CFPB.gov prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and service in the cardholder agreement. So we're going to go ahead back and I'm going to have you are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
So I understand the terms and the condition of the Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card. I'm going to go ahead and issue you a TG. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Now, from the list below, choose your last employee. The name of your employee may appear different than you expected. Refer to your check stub. What is the name of the company that you were working for?
The City of Birmingham.
Okay. And what's their phone number?
I don't have everything. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, we're going to need the phone number to continue your claim. Unless you want to call back with the information, I can hold while you get the information.
Okay.
Because we're going to need
it. No, I got it. I got one right here.
Okay.
It's 205.
Mm-hmm.
427-6953.
Thank you. And what location, city this in, Birmingham?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's the state of Alabama. When did you start the job? When your unemployment start date?
When I started getting unemployment.
No, when is your when did you start working for the city of Birmingham?
Birmingham?
That is correct.
October 03, I think.
October, I need a day. October the 5th, 6th, 7th, I need a day.
It's that deal.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
October the 5th, what year?
03, 2003.
Okay, what was your last day of work for the company?
April the 18th.
What year?
2024.
Thank you. Now, why are you no longer working in these order? You quit, discharge, lack of work, or others?
Others.
Okay. So out of others, you can pick strike, lockout, work part-time, disciplinary suspension, leave of absence, loss of license, reduction in force, lack of transportation, reorganization or restructuring, laid off as no work is available, corporate downsizing, or no reason given. Which one?
Suspension.
I'm sorry?
Suspension.
Okay, thank you. Name of the person that who discharged you.
Nah, that I can't tell. I had went down now. I can't even think of
name.
The name
or a department or something. I'm sorry.
Sheila.
Sheila.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. Hold on. What was the date of suspension?
April 18th.
What year was that again?
2024.
Thank you. And what reason did the employee give for suspension? Why did they tell you it was suspended?
They said more off the phone. Oh, Lord. It might have been like they said fighting or something.
Okay, so fighting.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so what was the final incident that caused your suspension?
Ma'am, let's go back. I'm going to go back. I want to get my pen, but I ain't going to be trying to lie to you. I got suspended. I got terminated for drugs.
Okay, so you got suspended for drugs?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's up and lie.
All right. And then what was the final cause of your suspension? The drugs?
What it was that I got suspended?
Yeah, what was the final incident What was the final incident that caused your suspension?
I busted one out of the fire department.
You broke the window?
I mean, I was riding the machine, and a rock shot went up on the machine and hit the one that cracked it.
Okay.
So I had to go take a drill test.
Window. Okay. Did you commit the act that they allege? Yes or no? Did you do it? Yes or no? Did you commit the act your employers alleged? Yes or no?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your suspension? Did you try to do anything?
Yes, ma'am, when we had the meeting and stuff, I went in there and told them what happened and everything. And they said they'll get back with me and they sent me a letter.
Okay.
So I went.
What was the beginning date of the suspension? When did it start?
I was in April, too. I'm just going to say April. I'm going to give it to, I'm going to say the 12th,
April
the 12th.
What year?
2024? 2024.
Okay,
yeah,
so
ma'am.
The final date of your suspension, what was the last date?
The 18th. April the 18th.
Thank you.
Oh, how much?
Okay, so the other one that you said, so your beginning date was April the 12th, so it got to be past the 18th of April. What was it, April or June? Like, when was your suspension? Because the other one you had got spent on the 12th, and then you're saying the 18th, so it needs to be.
Yeah, the 18th. That was my last day at work, the 18th, April the 18th, 2024. That was my last day.
Beginning date, the ending date. It was April the 18th, 2024. So when did you start it? Okay, it's asking for a beginning date. I don't know. What date of the... Okay, you said you were suspended.
You,
so when did it first start that you got suspended? Because
you trying to say when did it happen and when did it end?
Yeah, the beginning date that it happened. When did the incident happen? When the beginning date?
It happened. I'm trying to think of the date. It happened in April. It happened when I got suspended.
Okay, you keep.
So I'm trying to use a date with it.
Okay, so it kicked it out. It must be a future date, ending date of suspension. I got April the 18th, 2024.
That was the last day.
It's not taking that date.
That was on a Thursday.
Okay, so what was the beginning date? You got April the 12th. When did it?
Hello?
Yes, when was the beginning date?
I'm trying to explain. I'm trying to give you the date that it happened and the day that they gave my letter, so that was my last day.
Okay,
my
but
last
it's not
day
taking
was April.
In the computer. I understand what you're saying, but the computer is not taking it. So you got me April the 12th, 2024.
Now,
that's the beginning date.
Let's go over this again. I remember the date that it happened, but I do remember the date that they gave my letter and said that was the last day I come to work.
Okay, we got that. Now,
I'm trying to
think. What's the beginning date?
See, that's what I'm trying to give you the date. You got the date that it. Yeah, I'm trying to give you the date that it happened. So I'm not calling my supervisor, but she
going in and
I don't
out,
know
sir.
What they're doing. I said I might have supervisor. When it happened, because I can't remember what day it happened. I just remember the day that they gave my letter and said that was my last day. That was April the 18th.
Okay, so what day did it happen that you were suspended? What's that date?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. When I got suspended, it was April the 18th. It was on a Thursday. That was my last day at work.
Okay, so you got suspended on the 18th. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we put
in and now
the
you
beginning
asked me what day
date
it started.
The now, the end date of suspension was the 18th. That's what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay,
yes,
now
man,
when did it start? When did the incident happen today?
That's what I'm trying to get to you. The day it happened, I don't remember what date. So that's why I said I'm not to call you back and get it from my supervisor, because she remember what day it was. I don't remember what day it happened.
Okay.
I remember when the last day I left work.
So we'll leave that here, because we need the date, and the sister will not let me go any further, or I can hold on and you could try to get it, you know, however you want to do it. I definitely want to assist you to
complete the application. Okay, she got two phones. Let me see if you hold on and this one. Now you the other one to call my supervisor. She probably did.
Okay. Just go ahead. I'm going to hold on.
All right.
I see. Make another phone call from on your phone. You got to get the date that the accident happened at work. I got five, but she got one. I gave her the date at the end. I remember that date, but I don't remember when it happened. So I'm going to call my supervisor and get the date from her. But she on the line holding on now. Yeah. And what did I do with her now?
Oh, okay. She gonna put you on hold and then call. We'll stay on hold for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. That's the normal.
205.
Wait a minute, say it again. 205, I know that.
Okay, 427. 6958.
Okay, now there we go.